I then got a gig, got this gig paying around $88, and I'm in school. And one day, one morning, my phone, the doorbell rings in my house. I'm living with my in-laws on 32nd Street, and the doorbell rings, and I go to the door, open the door, maybe like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, right? It turns out it's Joe Jones. So he says, young blood, what do you, come on, go with me. So we go down. So the Basie's in town, and they're going to play the Lincoln Theater. They open the Lincoln, you know, Lincoln Theater downtown, which is on Central Avenue. So I go and catch the first set, right? So I'm standing there in the wings, Cole and Atkins, the Berry Brothers, Jimmy Rushin, Helen Humes, and Pot, Pan, and Skillet. That was the show. And I'm standing there in the wings, right? Caught the show. Joe comes off, comes down, comes in the wings where I am, and he takes his sticks and he puts them in my hand. He says, you got it. I got it. And he leaves. Well, about 15 minutes before the next show, Basie's all upset. Everybody's really shook up. So they sent for Jesse Price. Remember Jesse? So Freddie Green tells Basie, he says, see, he says, the kids, evidently the kids, you know, Joe would, if Joe said the kid can do it, let him do it. Because they knew Jesse, you know, they playing. And I went on, did the show. I played the shit out of the show, man. And it was no problem. There was not one stitch of drum music. But I knew everything. I knew every chart. I knew every solo. Everybody played on that band. I could sing all their solos, you know. Bubba didn't die, you know. And me and Sweets became real tight. And as a matter of fact, Sweets really hit me up on how to play to catch the licks. You know, play the first trumpet part, as opposed to the regular drum part chart, you know. You read off, you know, at least you'll get where the hits are, you know. And, man, I stayed on the band. I stayed on the band maybe a couple of months. And, man, we went up all the way up to Seattle, all up and down the coast, right? And Paul Gonzalez, Illinois had just left the band. Paul Gonzalez was playing on the band at that time. And did you know Paul Gonzalez was a hell of a guitar player? Yeah.
I think his father played.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, we go up, we come back, and we have a rehearsal at the Club Alabama. And Jimmy Mundy brings in some new charts, right? Man, I read those things like they was going out of, a lot of the cats in the band was scuffling and everything. Man, I just, things like Queer Street, you know, things, I played all those charts, man. But anyway, it was cool. I stayed on the band a couple of months, and Joe came back, and I was cool. In the meantime, I'm working around L.A. now, gigging, you know, just playing here. I become a house drummer for Billy Berg, you dig? And I'm playing for everybody, you know, that type of thing.